Hello and welcome to the One of One podcast presented by 101 Pieces Publishing. It's me, Anthony A.R. Milton, your host. To the returning listeners, thank you for joining me again. I apologize for the delay. For the new listeners, thank you for joining me. Welcome. I'm amazed you found me. Please stick along. I hope you enjoy the ride. And please, if you get a chance, go back and listen to the old episodes so you're caught up on today's story. So, I'm not returning empty-handed. To all the returning listeners, I have completed the AR short story, the augmented reality short story that is on 101pieces.net. So for now and for the upcoming weeks, I will be releasing the next 7 parts of the story, and I hope you guys enjoyed just as much as I had fun writing it and reading it as well. Before I get into the story, I want to take some time and actually apologize for my lack of consistency of using this platform in between dropping the last episode and up until now. It's been a long process within my first year. We're not even there yet. May 30th of officially a whole year of a self-published author, but I learned a lot as a writer, a publisher, a marketer. And so even if I don't drop stories using this platform, I think I can take the time to use it with, even if it's just for a couple minutes every 2 weeks, to go over parts of the writing process or publishing process or experiences that I'm going through. For anybody who's trying to achieve something and there's some community and learning how to move some mountains. So I think I can use this for that as well. So stay tuned for more stories and also just finding pieces to the process. And we'll make this world a better place as we move along. So thank you all for joining me. So without any further delay, I will now read to you AR Part 3 of Many Nations, VTE Log File 2. Wanderings of the mind and soul will take someone's feet anywhere. At least that was the elaborate excuse Karina told herself once, realizing she walked past her home after leaving the bakery. She found herself at a buzzing intersection leading into the eastern side of downtown. Pollinated specks of steel drifted down towards Karina's nose from the multitude of VTE butterfly drones flying overhead. The organized swarm of black metallic bugs eclipsed the afternoon sun, giving the sky an opaque white hue. The shifting heights of the iron buildings echoed the beasts above and the self-driving cars below like an amphitheater. Karina had not left her district since the EIE repurposed the daily boundaries of the converted. When the signal cut on 10 years ago, in order to preserve resources like food, water, and housing, the EIE sifted biological hosts into the various districts across Cardinal Wood. It used digital thumbprints gathered by VTE during the relocation process. Amada Grove, Lynn City, Darcel, Brainfreeze, and Heathland, the 5 districts of Cardinal Wood, each became self-containment zones for the converted citizens. Karina walked along this untraveled path, reminiscing on her Pleasantville-like routine over the years. Confounded by the unified network of the EIE, a command issued through the behavior baseline via conversion signal demanded all citizens keep their physical health in peak condition to ensure the stability of perpetual energy between the converted and VTE product. Urges from the behavior baseline prompted her eyes to open at 5 a.m. sharp, no alarm necessary. and out the door by 5:30 for her daily morning run. The rest of Amada Grove seemed to be synced with the same schedule. The further she explored the downtown area known as Lynn City, Karina's imagination expanded and entertained the possibility of not just all of Cardinal Woods converted, but the worlds, separated by how best each would serve the EIE. How long have these roads been blocked out of her life, hidden from view? Not just the street known as Central Parkway, where she currently explored the buildings and VTE halo boards, or the streets in between, left or right, hiding their own storefronts and homes, but the road less traveled and root from her soul. What purposeful fruits sprouted from her fingertips and pores that wasn't because of the EIE's volition? Halo boards positioned in front of the high-rise buildings alternated between advertisements every 15 seconds. The big game this Sunday, the Cardinal Wood Red Vultures versus the Washington Commanders, flashed across the displays, showcasing each team's playmakers, while the next board's ad showcased competing gambling platforms, the best ones to place bets on the highlighted money-making machines. Other boards sifted between beautiful women, men, cars, and food, anything that pleased the eye of the EIE's biological hosts. Karina's attention stayed locked onto the flashing lights promoting the upcoming game. Dazed over the decades spent watching sports she never gave two shits about pre-conversion, regionalism surely sponsored by the EIE, those constant dopamine hits power the UNET too. She went over the many $10 to $20 bets that never paid off, and the empty satisfaction from the few that did. Winnings that amounted to making a car payment or food for about a week, delivered courtesy of a VTE butterfly drone, never enough to strike it big, leave society for her own private island. No, just enough to keep her waiting for the next game, for the next attempt. Week after week, the EIE knew how to entertain its subjects. Karina rubbed her forehead to stuff the leaking, self-reflective thoughts back to where they belonged. She had felt strange ever since the incident at the bakery this morning, which led to Catherine to suggest she take the rest of the day off, which was strange in itself. The offer and acceptance, Karina had to admit. The behavior baseline floating through the EIE's conversion signal usually handled the vast ocean of thoughts drifting around. But now she felt distant from the EIE, doubting it at the same time. Another oddity revealed itself, peeking out of the shadows of the narrow alleyway. A vine, unmanicured and naturally woven, grew alongside of a building as if it were a sign leading to an enchanted storefront out of a fairy tale. The converted accepted the conversion signal's decaying effect on vegetation because a soft lie provided by the EIE outweighed the planet's degrading conditions. You can't spell green without EIE when using green thumb technology, Karina regurgitated under her breath, the commercial she's seen announced by Tyler Rowe countless times. Within cities, once flagged, VTE drones replaced wilted trees and bushes with 3D printed replicas overnight. Compact with the patented Photosynth E-Tech, an example of perfected artificial photosynthesis. This act kept the EIE's desired world of tomorrow aesthetically pleasing to its biological hosts. However, until now, Karina had never seen something so natural look out of place. The EIE's interior decoration of the UNET was one of rigid, minimalistic order. Busy citizens brushed past Karina as she looked on in amazement. No one else seemed to notice the vine latched onto the building. Not even the drones flying overhead, causing her to question the omnipotence of the EIE once more. Karina followed the vine down the alleyway, her feet begrudgingly inched forward as if she were a puppet resisting the tug of her puppeteer. The commotion earlier this morning ignited an awareness of her soul's lack of agency. just as it had granted the soles of her feet agency of their own. As she made her way down the alley, flushed with Flora, she couldn't shake the muscle memory inclination creeping up her spine that she had been here a lifetime ago. Before Karina disappeared into the thick bush, she missed a brief opportunity to glimpse back onto the sidewalk and notice Catherine peek around the corner with a watchful eye on behalf of the EIE. To be continued. Wow. Okay, now we're getting more of the world from a converted citizen's point of view. What's going on with Karina? You guys let me know. I can't say nothing. If I say something, I may ruin it. So, hey, if you guys want to talk about the story, please sign up to 101pieces.net. You can see different, discounts for my book, Axiom, A Cardinal Wood Story, on the homepage. And through there, you can access Book Baby and apply those codes upon checkout. I also have other short stories. The complete AR story is on the website that you can read along, as well as when you're listening to the podcast episodes as they come out. Or if you want to jump ahead, go ahead and read the story for yourself. And then just go ahead and wait. You know, it's like my fellow manga readers versus anime. You know, so if you guys want to go get ahead of the curve, be my guest. You can find it at 101pieces.net/pens with bullets. That's 101pieces.net/pens with bullets. I know that it sounds cool, man. What can I say? I want to thank y'all for listening. If you made it to the end, I'll be also using this platform to talk about writing author signing events I have upcoming throughout 2025. Shout out to God. I have 9 of them planned within the first 7 months of the year. And that's nothing else I can say except that's some supernatural stuff, y'all. So there's a lot we can do with faith. And hope you guys have a blessed week. And thank you for listening. Until next time, God bless. Peace.